why GPS could keep its American accent.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The global positioning system that guides car and handheld navigation devices was first set up by and for the U.S. military. Russia has its system. China and Japan have ones that don't yet cover all the Earth. But a project to end Europe's dependence on American GPS could run up against a budget axe. The European Union is taking a hard look this week at its longer-term spending, and its Galileo navigation system could take a hit. Galileo is so far costing three times what was projected. Cyrus Farivar is senior business editor for the tech publication Ars Technica.
There's been a lot of discussion within the European Union as to why Europe needs this. Many European politicians feel that this is a way for Europe to sort of stand on its own two feet, to be autonomous, to not rely on the American GPS system. You know, what if it goes down? Where would they be then? But at the same time, a lot of people are worried about the ever-mounting costs of this program that seems to be burdened with promising too much and under-delivering.
The plan was for 30 satellites for Europe's GPS. It only has four working now. Unlike the American GPS, Europe's is under civilian, not military, control.